Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited that Kelly Hampton is back with us, this time on video. Yay! And so, because last time Kelly was on, we were only doing audio. So this is much more interactive, much more engaging, and we're going to have so much more fun. Today, we're talking about becoming a galactic human. And we're also going to be talking about easing disease and deep emotional wounds with help from Archangel Michael, the Masters, and the Pleiadians. And we're also going to be doing some other stuff that Kelly mentioned in an email, something to do with 2019, because we are, you know, gearing up and moving into 2019. I know we're all thinking about it. I know I am. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be taking your live questions. So for those of you who may be new to this format, you can, what can you do? You can raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question, and then you can come on either via video or just audio, or you can just write in your question in the chat box, okay? So let's get started. I'm so excited. For those of you who don't know Kelly, she is an international spiritual teacher and healer, mentor, channel, medium, responsible for amazing transformations with thousands of people around the world through her divinely guided and given light work. Kelly has over 20 years as a spiritual teacher, so that every session or lecture she provides is powerful and life-changing. Kelly co-creates abundance, prosperity, and peace with her clients. She has coached thousands of people individually and has guided many groups of men and women on topics of spirituality, personal growth, and transformation with the help of the angelic ascended masters and interdimensional realms through lectures, training workshops, teleseminars, private and group consultations, and her books and CDs. And she is the founder of the multiple groundbreaking ascension healing systems for the planet, for people and animals, Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, Star Healing Small Animals, Star Healing Equine, Ascended Spaces, which is a powerful system for homes and offices. And I know we're going to talk about that a little bit later as well. So please join me in welcoming Kelly to the show. Kelly, welcome.
Thanks so much. Hello, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here again. And, you know, since it's been a while, do you want to just give us a brief little introduction about you, about your work, about the work that you do with Archangel Michael? Because I know you've been working with Archangel Michael for a long time. That would be great.
Yes. I'm happy to do that. You know, it takes a little preparation. You know, there's lipstick, a little hair, but I'm really happy to be back and share a message. You know, share many messages, hopefully, and you know, in this format, particularly and with your audience. So, you know, since we were last gathered together, I do continually kind of get information for people and animals. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, how to ease emotional wounds and from the things that Michael has shown me. I suppose if you're kind of new to my work or it's been a while, that Michael was probably maybe someone that people identify me with, although my very early experiences were with my Palladian family. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as a young girl. And, you know, at the time I didn't know what that was all about, but, I do now.
Right.
And, it's not quite as frightening as it was as a young child, but, you know, maybe we'll get into the topic too today about, we probably will touch on it depending about, you know, where our soul homes are, because that's part of what can be easing wounds. You know, most of us, as I've been taught, are not from Earth, and sometimes we can feel like we're separate, and there's certainly lots of ways to feel separate, you know, without talking interdimensionally, but, you know, I know I did for a long time as a youth. And so we'll talk about, you know, how sort of perhaps the knowingness of soul homes and star purposes or these kinds of things can also come into play when we talk about emotional separateness and also, you know, emotional wounding. Of course, they can come from many experiences, but we'll also talk about, I hope, anyway, well, whatever the group wants to, but in the connection of you know, the intergalactic systems, you know, there is a need to remove past lives where a lot of wounding comes from that we've been incarnating with over and over and over again. Obviously, even in this incarnation, there can be a lot of childhood wounding and things of that nature that can be transformed, you know, and are energetically transformed, or they're transformed through light language, which is energy too. It's just not movements per se, but it's tone. Mm-hmm. So in addition to Michael and being a Palladian, I have a star mission, and it's a bit different than a soul purpose. But, you know, many, you know, Christ consciousness, you know, I'm not even quite sure how to refer to Jesus anymore.
Right.
Because yeah. It could be Sananda in the higher realms, not even that name. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just say my name as a young girl for the Christ conscious figure that I saw in a glass of water and who appeared to me many times since and still does, you know, along with all the many other ascended masters, you know, they're all really ready and accessible and here to help us, you know, in our call here today.
Awesome.
In whatever manner, you know, that we might want to call upon them.
Awesome. I'm so looking forward to it. And that's the thing, it's like, you know, all of these different realms, they are more and more available to us now because we're also more able to tap into them. We're willing to receive from them. You know, there's not that stigma or fear around it anymore, right? As much, I think. And I think we've gotten to the point where now we can actually recognize that we are multidimensional beings, you know? It's not just this lifetime and only this space. We're actually existing on different planes and in different dimensions all at once. And even the masters, you know, the ascended masters and the Palladians and so on, we're actually probably working with them in other places too, not just here, right?
Yes, yes, that's a yes on that. And also the one of the points you made there was really the awakening of people that, as opposed to 5 years ago, let's say, when I was on a summit or in many, you know, trying to talk about intergalactic or, you know.
Yes, I remember. Oh, my goodness. I started 5 years ago in 2013 in May.
Thank you, right? I mean, thank you. And, you know, so, you know, when Michael says something, the time is right to hear. It doesn't mean that we won't question it. You know, I certainly did, you know. But, again, it's almost a relief. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
it's almost really just a relief to, hear people wanting, you know, to know and saying they know what about life in other dimensions, really, mm-hmm. and speaking about it more freely and openly and everything that goes with that, you know, and it's really a very kind of a long time coming in a way, but it will never, once the door is open, you know, it never ends. So I'm glad Michael was right.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, exactly. Michael is, you know, not wrong. That's for sure. And it just depends on who's willing to receive that information, who's willing to listen and who's willing to hear it. Right. And so for a lot of us, it's a matter of, letting go of old programming, right, and old conditioning, and, you know, and not listening to the masses, you know, the fear mongering from the masses, instead going into our heart and seeing, okay, what is this, you know, it's like, is there any truth to this, or how do I resonate with it? You know, when I first started, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I think, and I was told that there were two Palladians with me, you know, watching on the fringe, I didn't even know what that meant. Like, mm-hmm. Ooh, what? Palladians? I had no idea. And now, you know, in June of this year, you know, my galactic oversoul is now working with me. And it's like, what's going on here? You know, because I wasn't aware of something like that until just recently either, right? So as we are evolving and learning and being more and more open to energies and frequencies and vibrations, and learning from teachers like yourself, you know, it might take a while, but eventually I think we will all come to that realization that there's more here than we knew, right? Or that we thought.
Well, hopefully maybe we'll have time also in our call to just tap in a little bit here to Michael's first quarter predictions for the new year, because he's got a message. It's not really prediction so much as he's got a message for us. And I thought it was quite profound. You know, the message is, well, I shouldn't give it away, I guess, because paraphrasing an archangel is never, you know, never quite as beautifully eloquent. But, you know, yes, there is more knowledge, you know, than there were years ago, but there's still a huge amount of work left, and educating, if that's part of the work, you know, educating that still lies in front of us, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, until there's, you know, no war, no prejudice, you know, not, you know, it's still plenty to do. And that's why, well, partly why, you know, understanding to reduce fear and helping people get, if need be, helping them get past the wounds so they can be a fuller, magnificent person. So not only for their own selves and lives, but to push it out there for others, you know, the energy. So there's multi reasons, you know, on my standpoint, really, to try to help people. Certainly it's first and foremost for themselves, but once sort of that's done, let's say, you know, to help the planet. Because any of us that are light workers, that's our goal. We may go about it differently, you know, but yeah. I think I could say that, you know, that our goal is personal, certainly, but it's also global in nature. And as Michael reminds us for this upcoming year, there's still plenty to do. And
Absolutely. And so, you know, this is the call, you know, for people to show up now, you know, it's like there's still to do. So it's time for, if you're thinking about it, if you're sitting on the fence, if you're wondering what to do, do anything, do something, right?
Right. Right. Whether you have, whether you are in that complete joy-filled, harmonious place in your life or not, you know, well, giving can help you get there, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're talking about too, is giving to others. And I'm ready to, you know, dive in wherever you like. I see some questions already.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. So we have a question from Lisa, and we have Karen with her hand raised. But I just, before we went there, I wanted to just briefly talk about what it means to become a galactic human.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure. Well,
and then we'll take questions off and on. And
yes,
you know.
Okay, sure. So I guess I know what it is. You know, my personal expression, I'm going to invoke Michael here and see, you know, I'd like to do that. So I'm not a trans channel. Michael, if you haven't heard this story before, friends, Michael put channeling rods in my ears about 20 years ago. You know, time keeps going, but something like that. Mm-hmm. And they integrated, and, you know, that's kind of was that, you know. So, Michael, what does it mean? And then maybe even, Alara, the council, from their perspective, just kind of keep it focused with maybe two guides today. Let's start with Michael. And Michael, for everyone here today, what does that mean? You know, becoming a galactic human, it's kind of an expression, you know, but what does it mean, please? He's saying, It means it's a vibrational resonance. That's the simplest way to explain it to everyone. It's a vibrational resonance. And galactic light beings, a galactic light human, a light galactic being, as there are those that are still outside of light. So with that clarification, he's saying, it's becoming of a higher resonance. And that's what everyone is applauding. Most everyone, I would say everyone here is probably applauding it, at least, he's saying. And so that higher vibrational resonance has the capacity of transforming a person's life in an instantaneous nanosecond, he's saying, to use an expression that the galactic, some of the light races might say a nanosecond. So that higher vibrational, how does one obtain that higher vibrational frequency? Every race that I come to know it that is in the Galactic Federation of Light is accelerating, or an accelerated divine being. Let's just go with this for a moment. Mm-hmm. And in that acceleration of the light body, sometimes known as the Merkaba, not always, but to use a term that your group might be familiar with, the upgrading and the spinning of the Merkaba, the crystalline light bodies, the fifth dimensional pure love through the 33rd dimensional, let's just cap it somewhere, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. Has the capacity again to enrich the lives of those that may have had a soul chart that was denser in nature. And so becoming a galactic human being, said another way, has the benefit, let's call it move to benefits now, has the benefits by vibrating higher, by having certain codes removed. Galactic light beings do not have any implants within them unless they've been in a battle, and we're not going to talk about that, he's saying, about a galactic battle. Mm-hmm. We're focused on what we're focused.
Right.
So for 90%, 99% of the message, they were not interfered with in any form or fashion. They're unaffected, as we might say. So it would probably be appropriate at some juncture, whether through me, through this vessel, or your group dynamic, you know, to touch upon what these interferences could have been, what they still may be, and how the Christed intergalactics do not have that propensity to their DNA structure. Again, the word DNA structure might be something that is also brought up in understanding. It does not mean by what we're sharing that everyone needs to have had their DNA restructured. You're asking me to look at and explain to you, your hearts and minds, what becoming a galactic human means. And part of the meaning, because it has several layers of meanings, like most things do, mm-hmm. it's a bit like saying, could you explain to me what it is like to be a human? You see, you'll have many layers and many responses.
Right.
But knowing that the vibrational center is also connected to the center core of Mother Earth. Okay, every galactic light family has a, just imagine, he's saying, if you will, every galactic light race has a either a silver or crystalline, in some cases it's a color resonance, not on the earth plane, but they have an energetic connection to the core of your earth, to your mother. Mm-hmm. There's interconnected sort of web there. And it goes right, it can go right into the middle. Mother Nature, Mother Earth, Gaia, what your word is for your female consciousness, your planet that you reside on. She too has a inner core, what she calls her belly button, it's her sacred center. So from the sacred crystalline center, you might say, mm-hmm. another way of becoming a galactic being, or what that means, is having a greater awareness for your mother. Mm. Okay, this is a layer. Not one layer has to be unfolded before the other, he's saying. And one doesn't have to understand or come to understand all the layers. But one, we would say to you, friends, that if you haven't had a connection with Mother Nature, if you haven't been in Mother Nature, if you don't honor Mother Nature, then part of your galactic human still has a little bit of covering on it. Okay? Not totally and fully, but partially. So said another way, we find it very harmonizing for most souls, particularly now in the now moment, now in about the last 10 Earth years, as Mother Earth has been releasing her own densities, okay? Mm-hmm. We can talk about how these are being released, and she can say them if you like. But said another way, if you find yourself in a place of despondency, because Mother Earth has released many of the splinters, okay, she's evolving too, she's a consciousness also, you'll find yourselves in a more receptive state. Receptive to what? Goodness, light, wonder, crystalline frequencies, heart healing, the magnetic diaphragm, if you will, of all that is of the Creator. Okay, so if I'm being helpful and clear, another layer then again is the speed at which the Earth becoming a galactic human means, again, resonating at higher, frequencies to embrace love without codes, without implants, without attachments, knowing that there's value in aligning yourselves with the currents that flow through your Earth. Maybe we'll take a pause there for a second. I think he could go on for a while.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Mm. And, you know, and that is a wonderful explanation because, and it just brings up so much more. It's like, yeah, we, you know, there's so many different levels and layers to our evolvement, you know, how we evolve, how we grow, how we develop, right? But they're all also connected, are they not? So it's not just a matter of taking care of Mother Earth, but it's also ourselves, our communities, our families, you know, and collectively, right?
He's saying, you know, it's about the pulse of love, mm-hmm. right? It's the frequency of love. And Mother, Mike, this is Michael. He's saying that Mother Earth has a pulse, the living consciousness. And so there are ways to get in tune with her pulse, like if you took your own pulse. Are there ways to get in tune to be centered and to be calm? And there's always ways. There's always means. And when a person, let's just mention the human populace for now, when anyone, again, the steps outside in Mother Nature and is far enough away from any energetic fields that may be limiting this, they will be in a more receptive energetic state to embody some light than they would have been 15, 20, 25 years ago because Mother Earth didn't have as much light to give. So the light in the sun and all the planets and all the planetary systems, of course, they're all connected. It looks very much to us like a spider's web of the most beautiful creation, you might say, that link all matter together. The only exception to not linking multiple universes and dimensionalities together is if their resonance cannot abide by that. It just means like if there is a consciousness, let's say, that is denser than a fifth to 33rd dimensional frequency, they will not be able to sort of be in it or hang on to it long.
So we are all growing, evolving. We're all going to be moving and ascending into fourth and fifth dimension, right? So as we do our own healing, we're also affecting the collective, right? Because as we heal, the collective heals. As we heal, Mother Earth heals as well, right?
Well, pretty much. So that's what we're saying here, with maybe a small point of distinction. And again, this is what Michael has said in the past, is it directly relates to star healing intergalactic energy, because I asked him 10 years ago, almost 10 years in January is when Michael downloaded the system to me. I can't believe it's been that long. And but in any event, a system that's been around that long has the propensity and the documented results of helping thousands of people and animals. Okay. But going back to that, because I ask questions, I don't, you know, that's how I learn. That's how most of us learn, right? So I asked Michael, why do we need a system like this one if everyone is ascending? And he said, because some people never will. Okay. And because it will help, some will automatically ascend by the waves of the energies that are already the Stargate portals and, you know, WaveX and, you know, Mother Earth's, you know, removing the splinters and, you know, all of these sort of outside of ourselves energetic or cosmic events that have been happening, the galactic alignment and things of this nature. So there's a subset of people and animals that will be in that category. And apparently Michael feels or knows that there'll be some people that are not. Mm-hmm. People in the middle, I guess we could say. The value of coming to a system like the Intergalactic one is he tells us that it will help them ascend quicker. What would you like to do? Would you like to wait around for it, or would you like speed of light assistance? And so the context of that statement, you know, again, ascending is like explaining the galactic human, or it's like explaining love, or, you know, any, you know, big concept. In the context that the Archangel was explaining or made that statement was the system that, you know, he shared with me many years ago is the only one that Michael feels unequivocally removes the codes that were placed within us long ago by those races outside of light to enslave us, to mm-hmm. keep us separate from, and to which there are many different codes. In fact, if we can take a minute, I asked him just this morning, I wanted a little more, you know. I mean, I've been teaching this about codes, and I, of course, know some, but things change. I don't know everything, right? So can I read for the audience here some of these codes that Michael was talking about? And
please.
So the codes, you know, what I asked Michael, what codes were placed within the human DNA? And here's what I heard. Slavery codes, subservient codes, shame codes, regret, anger codes, violent codes, codes for ego, mm-hmm. moral codes, sex codes, addiction codes, sadness codes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And can those be removed now?
Well, if I may, let me get through this teaching, okay? So then I ask more questions. How many codes were placed by the Anunnaki and humans? And if we need to go back and explain who they were to everybody, let me know or write in for us, okay? Michael said between 400 and 500 unempowering codes. What effect does having these codes in our genes do? Limit the human experience. Mm-hmm. Aging codes is another code, also infused into the spine. Then I asked Michael, what do these codes look like? It depends upon when they were placed and by whom, is his response. So I said, what do you mean? Some codes were placed by the Dracos. Mm-hmm. Some were placed by the reptilian Draconians. Others were placed by Satan. Do newborns today have these codes in their DNA structure? Thankfully, most do not. Why not? Because they have chosen to enter in when the ways of ascension energies are higher and codes can't exist.
Right? Nice. Yeah.
The vibrating to how the codes can't go there. Mm-hmm. Much like a person cannot exist long without air, food, or water. The other thing, this is going back to 2012, but from my experience, and then I'd like to get back to your question. As I was told then, part of the magnificence of that period of time was that no anyone born after 2012 could not be have an implant. Mm-hmm. Okay, certainly we can pick up attachments, but these codes and implants are a different matter altogether. So, just going back over these, there's probably even, he said 400 to 500. In essence, what Michael's saying is, we were to have been constructed in perfection. In perfection, mm-hmm. right? Without ego, without disease, without dysfunction, without the capacity to have anything within us other than purity and light. And again, that goes back, I don't know how, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have an exact, you know, knowing date, kind of, to, you know, enslave human beings. For what purpose? What was that enslaving for? A little piece anyway, and, you know, maybe you know lots more, but to mine gold and other minerals out of the earth. you know, the literal enslavement. And you can't very well have workers if you have a divine, all-knowing, all-being, all-magnificent construction, you know? So
yeah,
that's a bit about that. And some of that, you know, spiritual teaching, Michael talked about in his 2012 book, 2012 and Beyond. So anyway, a little bit about the code. So largely to what you were sharing, yes, we're in agreement. We're here to not only help ourselves be love, just be love and give love, but in doing so, you know, to whatever degree, right, overthrow the rest of the things on earth, the that are being manipulated, controlled otherwise, either behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, or even with our own thought actions, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, most of us who are on these calls were born before 2012. So we all have, we came in with those codes, right? A lot of those codes. So we, you know, those of us who are on these types of calls, we are consciously, actively working on ourselves, right? We're working to heal ourselves, you know? But what can we do to make it even quicker, easier, faster, you know? Because like for some of us, it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm so tired of constantly healing and working on myself. And if there's 400 to 500 codes, it's like, does Archangel Michael have a message about that, about how we can, you know, heal them?
Well, I'll listen for a new message. I mean, part of how he says it can be done is through immersion into the star system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
By the removal of the codes and removal of the implants, and you allow the light beings to do that. In advanced ways that are pretty complex in some ways, light languages, you know, we know light languages continue to come to our planet and from many races. So again, in the context of what he asked me to do, a large part of that work is done energetically by the Palladians, by the other light beings, in a variety of advanced means that they do it. That's not to say that there are not other means to be more loving, be without, you know, disease. And of course there are. So I'd like him to expound upon that a little bit. Okay. So we touch upon and we might acknowledge codes and implants, but we're not real hung up on them, because the real point you made also, I think, was, you know, the idea that we're always wounded. I mean, I know that's, you know, what we're going to kind of talk about in a moment, but if you work with any guide in the light, especially Michael, and you know, or even ourselves, right? You acknowledge if you have a cut on your hand, right? You know, you might look at the cut, right? But you're not overly focused on the cut.
Right.
Why did I get the cut? How you know? They progress you to transition right into healing. That's what they all do. All the masters. So in that light, just, you know, to set the tone, you know, there are multiple means to, you know, move to a greater place of being one, right? Mm-hmm. That's another way of talking about it. Being one with source, no separation. That's what ascendancy is.
Yeah.
No separation from source. It's the simplest thing. It's the words from the Archangel. It's stated in every intergalactic session. You know, there are feathers that are given. One's for grace, one's for divinity, divine perfection, who we are. What's the third feather Michael once given as a sacred symbol? Oneness, unity consciousness, one with all, no separation. So even if we took the codes and the implant conversation out of it and we look at things, you know, a bit differently, I'm going to ask him in a more general way, you know, what his comment is about helping us restore ourselves to oneness. I'd actually like him to give us one method, let's call it, or one exercise. Again, one, it's sort of like one shoe size. One shoe isn't going to fit everybody, right?
Yeah.
Some people that are, you know, in a, you know, don't have a denser histories of soul charts. They may have had their past lives removed that fell outside of love. They may have done this, that, or the other. Okay, so we're going to try to have one maybe average shoe size, knowing that for some people it definitely won't be enough. But again, like anything with layers, when we started our time here, a lot of times it's a toolbox of things, right? You know, multiple things might be useful and necessary. So in that regard, Michael, we're looking for either your interpretation of oneness or something that someone, let's say, could do or try themselves do you want me to give the feather of oneness? I could do that. I could give your feather. He just said it's mine to give. So why don't we do that?
Okay.
Simple, you know. I think it's very simple. Going back again to the intergalactic system, one of the sacred symbols everyone receives is Michael's feather of protection. So in addition for protection, you know, how would you say this? How would you think it'd be best to talk about protecting ourselves? I'll answer my own question and then maybe see what you have to say. But if everything in all the multi-universes was just pure love, there'd be nothing to sort of else to project.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't, as far as I know. There isn't. And so there is still what Michael calls an unseen spiritual battle of light versus darkness. And so that's why the word protection comes about. It comes about a lot. I've had clients, of course, kind of, I wouldn't say take issue, you know, but, you know, want to know more about it, because then protection sounds as though it's fear-based, and it may or may not, you know, where I may be going with this. But if everything were just emitting and pulsing love, every place, every universe, every person, then no need, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, the feather that's going to carry an energetic frequency of oneness or unity consciousness has the embodiment of protection as well, okay? It will be placed, if everybody wants to close your eyes, it might just help you imagine it a bit better. It might even help you focus rather on receiving than maybe me, you know, sharing it energetically. You do not have to feel it, of course. You don't have to see or feel anything for that matter. But I would describe it in your minds as a feather or multiple feathers that are going to be placed from the back of your neck along your etheric spine to the back of your navel. So that's the length of the feather. There's different reasons for different lengths of feathers. But that's normally how a sacred symbol like this one is given. And it's imparting different, its intention is to impart different healing frequencies. And the one that kind of got us into this was oneness. But I'd like to place it three times, just do as I demonstrated earlier, with the knowing that we have the permission, the high self permission of everyone gathered here to share this sacred symbol with them, taking from the star system from Archangel Michael. And so it rolls off, usually off of my right hand. That's how it's going to be placed. So I'm going to just project everybody here. And with that agreement, if you're not in agreement, your body can just step aside. But with that agreement, you don't have to do anything with the feather, by the way. It's just going to be integrating or resonating or a tool to help is what it's for. Some tools that are given, we do ask people to engage in or whatever. But this one is just it's a gift, really. It's just a gift, a transformational gift. So with your understanding, Michael's feather gets placed three times. And if you've come to the star system and you've experienced this one symbol of many things that we do, The feather itself will somehow upgrade its way. So if there's any of you that are on and you know, have a knowingness and you want to share that with us, by all means. So the first time Michael's feather is placed, he asks that it, besides for protection, he asks that it also carry the frequency of divinity, divine perfection, who you are. So let's imagine, if you don't have a sense, that it's being placed now in that etheric, in your etheric field where I've described it for that reason. Okay, stack right on top of there. The next time Michael's feather, energetic feather of protection is placed, he asks that it carry the frequency of oneness, sometimes spoken of as unity consciousness, one with source, one with all, no separation. That's what ascendancy is. The other time the feather is placed, which is my third time now, he asks that the feather always carry the frequency of grace. Grace is another one to kind of layer in and talk about definition of grace, but one possible definition is greater acceptance of self and greater acceptance of others. So if you notice, even Michael's feather that embodied all those frequencies, he asked that it be placed three times. You know, these, again, it's another example of kind of different layers of God essence or source, you know, whatever your word might be for the infinite creator. Grace, divine perfection, and unity consciousness, okay, oneness. Okay. So again, that's the feathers have, you know, been placed already.
Oh yeah, I felt them. It was like so clear when they were being placed. I felt like chills all over. I mean, now I have chills all over, but at that moment I got, there was a definite shift in my energy. You know, it's like, I want to say it was chills, but not necessarily, you know, like, and even now it's like, it's still integrating and I'm feeling a little bit, you know,
buzzy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and like really cold all of a sudden, you know, so it's like, which, you know, it's just a shift in my energy field. Right.
Right. And so in that context, you know, it's not like it's these frequencies is what they are, right?
Yeah.
These frequencies are not like they're here, like now, and then at the end of the call, they're gone. You know, he didn't ask me to keep putting the feather in, you know, every time, you know, if someone came back a second attunement or later in life, or he didn't say, you know, keep putting the feather in. Certainly there are times where things do get upgraded, you know, right. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as yet to date, in the context of the star system, almost 10 years, I don't upgrade the feather ever. The feather, those frequencies that, you know, that it embodies or intended to embody.
Perfect. I'm still yawning.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were releasing and yawning or it was just a bore.
No, I tend to yawn a lot when there's energy stuff happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm not bored. How could I be bored, you know, with you and talking to Archangel Michael? Are you kidding me? No. This is just energy releasing. And
Erase that, edit that. I was kind of being playful, but in an event. So whether you saw it or felt it or you're as open in that way as Alara was, that's the feather. That's the feather. That's the oneness. Divinity, divine perfection. I'm divine perfection, right? The cells have memories. We all know that. And you can reframe the memories and retrain the memories. And so again, the aspects there of essence, of creator or grace. Okay, great acceptance of self and acceptance of others.
Mm-hmm.
Divinity and oneness. That's how the archangel separates it anyway.
Chills all over again. So Lisa also, she said she felt them really beautiful and gentle, but strong at the same time. So I just want to take take her question, and then we'll go to Karen and Randy. Okay.
Sure. If I can't, I'm just getting some information. Somebody's feather is like silver and steel, and when we say feather, of course, I've had, for those of you that, you know, have a feeling about it, you might see trees of feathers, but anyway, for whatever it's worth, real quickly here, somebody's feather is like steel. It is emanating also silver. Maybe it's some, if whoever this is for, I think Michael also has a message for them if they want to write in or not. Would be fine, you know, of course, but silver vibrates on the frequency of gratitude and silver, you know, they're that things resonate with, you know, lemons are joy, candy is childhood. There's a long list of these kinds of things. So again, silver, so it's really it's a hard metal feather, but whether or not you know this is presented or not, again, it was a great pleasure to share it with you.
Thank you.
I'll stop talking.
Thank you. So Lisa's question was, I know I'm integrating a lot. I see and feel energy and now see every day and night beings around me. I feel their energy and even feel my frequency raise when more are around. I don't know how to communicate with them. I know I see them clearer now versus before. It's just that, is that just what will unfold? Or I don't know, it's weird sometimes, like, okay, what are you guys trying to say or show? Sometimes it looks like they morph to showing a picture. Any thoughts or advice? Oh, that's awesome. Number one, Lisa, keep asking.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to respond to that. It comes up quite often in consultations. And even without that aspect of light beings, you know, I'm seeing an angel, I see a guide, you know, this is a universal, almost a universal question, would you say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How can I get greater knowing is really, in essence, what that is about. And I'll listen for her directly, but there are certain things that I know that they've taught me. And again, I can only speak to my work, my perspective, you know, mm-hmm. It's not one way of maybe dozens and dozens and dozens, okay? But we know that light enters more easily in a light room. That's a favorite expression of Michael's, okay? The higher you vibrate, going back to basics maybe just for a second, the higher you vibrate, it just makes things easier. Doesn't mean if, this can apply to mediumship work too, by the way. If clients come forward and they're trying to make a connection with somebody on the other side, but they're in the middle of grieving, it may be, not always, right, but it may be more difficult for them to make that connection because of the diversity of the frequencies, mm-hmm. you know? So one way we've already spoken about elevating the light body is by having codes and implants, past lives removed amongst other things. Okay. The other way, which we'll probably talk about it. It's everybody's bonus, free bonus offer. Anyway, it's ascending your home, elevating your home so that if you're trying to connect while you're in your home, you know, the higher it vibrates with less interference, the more likely, okay? Also, of course, we know there's portal places where it's easy, kind of like going to the candy store for candy, you know? Mm-hmm. It becomes very easy to do that, but not always doable for people. So I would like to ask Michael, directly for Lisa, I believe, how and for her, you know, a tip, okay? So Michael, please. For Lisa on that. What about that, please? Okay, he's just saying, ask them to reveal more, okay? He wants to say more, though, okay? And the saying more, I'm going to just put in my own words here, because he said, you know, integrating. It's about integrating. Even in terms of, like energy, or let's liken this to the sun, okay? If we're out in the sun too long, it's not really always wise, right? Mm-hmm. Our skin can burn, or some people get a rash or a headache or whatever. It's the same with when, let's just go with her question about the light beings, when they're downloading, let's call it, trying to make a connection, when they're downloading to her, they're trying to make these connections, again, there needs to be an integrating of the two. So a lot of times they're not going to pour in everything at once. Can you imagine? Sometimes it depends where you are on your journey, really.
Yeah.
But to get, you can get instantaneous sight. You can get instantaneous hearing and all the rest of it. But because Michael said for Lisa, allow them to integrate. And here's a bit more of a message for her, okay? And that would be what, Michael? Give her an exercise, please. Okay, he's saying you could use a harmonic code. You could use a harmonic code. Okay, and the code for Lisa would be what, Michael? Okay, the word harmonic raises a person's vibration. If you've not heard our harmonic codes through Michael's Book of Animals or me speaking about them, or you've not used harmonics in your home space or whatever, but harmonics are codes, and they're usually numbers, but not always. So the harmonic code for Lisa to help get more information for them rather than Michael tell her what they're trying to say, you know, we don't have time for that anyway, but let her discover it, would be 5 5s. Okay. And for Lisa, you just write them left to right. Okay. 5 5s. They're numbers, they're energy statements, like our words are, like anything is, really. Okay. So just use those, write the numbers. Okay. And then ask them to show you more. Hey, hi there. Okay. All right. Hopefully that was Michael and mine long-winded response.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
So he has rubbed off on me over the years because I can't even answer anything with a quick yes or no anymore.
That's funny. So Lisa, let us know how that resonates with you. Awesome. So we're going to go to Karen. Karen had her hand raised.
One more thing.
Wait.
Sorry, one more thing. Back to Lisa.
Yep.
Start out with the numbers. You know, just write them with your handwriting, because then Michael or Ashtar or somebody said, and then make them bigger in size. Again, it's about partly acclimating yourself to the frequencies that they're trying to reach or meeting. Mm-hmm. So write them little, and then they're said, write them bigger. Like, you know, pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pretty big.
Okay.
Like ginormous. Okay. All right. Thanks. Hope that helps.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, Lisa, let us know what you think. So, Karen, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. That was really awesome. There's a lot of information, Kelly, and my head is just blown. Since the start of the call, I have this pressure right here on my forehead. The feathers kind of help that a little bit alleviate. But my question for you today is, I don't have any more roadblocks now, okay, because I was taking care of my mom and she passed, and she's actually sort of helping me because she left me her house. I'm renovating it. And all of a sudden I've gone from like no time, no money to I now have time and money, and I have to spend a lot of money to renovate her house. So, and I keep having these old patterns show up of scarcity and competition, and I'm practicing letting money flow, because I know in order to create, this is what, you know, I really would like to, you know, create something. But I just catch myself in moments. And today I had a really stuck thing where, you know, someone else was creating me. And I was like, I went to this funk and I was like, wait a second, I can just ask for more people to show up, you know, and other people show up. I don't have to hang on to this one person. And that's the other problem I have, is that I have a hard time letting go of stuff. And this is part of the things I have to do to get my mother's house ready and my house ready, is to declutter. And I'm having a hard time letting go, because everything I pick up, it's like, I remember her. I cry, I laugh. And then it's like, oh, what do I do with this? Do I keep it? Do I let it go? So I don't know how to release that and get out of that scarcity and competition frame of mind.
All right, thank you. Well, so many things come to mind, okay? As a global teacher, from what I know, and then also we can go to Michael. So one thing, you know, the guidebook is your free book, is everybody's free bonus if you click on the link or whatever. And so Michael tells us how to elevate our home and how do I know whether I keep it or leave it? He tells you he's pretty clear. You love it or lose it in a way, or you asperse it energetically with a wand. Okay? You change its memory and frequency. Okay, mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is in the many people are in that, position or have been in that position of caring, for someone, and the objects, are brought into play. So just touching on that for you again, and we're not going to go too deep into that because it's, it's part of a bonus for you. But in terms of that part, I'd let that system do what it's work for you. Scarcity. I'm going to ask Michael for you because again, for many people, it's not one particular thing that always does, does it really, right? We could go through affirms. I am, I'm prosperous. We do that in second level healings and in other teachings. But again, one shoe doesn't always take care of everything. Almost everything, truly, in the work that he has me do, it's usually a basket. Okay. So it's a basket of things. So I'm going to ask him about, for you, like we did Lisa, a kind of a quick tip or quick tool to help you transform, okay? And if it isn't enough, you've got star healing possibilities. You have mentoring with Michael for 4 hours if you're moved to the package to get you along. In fact, in some way, you could be representative, I'm just saying, as a representative of the perfect need for ongoing counseling, right? You might be in a transitional place in your life where one little, ace, like what you call a session, isn't really enough for what a person's looking for. So Michael, on scarcity for her. The other reason, before, this is me talking, before I bring in Michael, many of you may have already heard me speak before about this word harmonics. And Michael, certain things in general are more appropriate for the time we're living in now than they were before. Okay? Could be energy types. It could be thinking paradigms. It could be ways to transform things. Certainly we know there are new gems coming to our planet that have tremendous healing capabilities. So many times Michael acknowledges gems and stones and sound and, lots of things. But the word harmonic, and when a person uses harmonic arrangements of objects, it connects you with higher dimensional frequencies from different universes. Some connect with Jupiter, some connect with Saturn, some connect with the great central sun, simplified in form in a number or an arrangement of objects or something. So Michael, with that being aside, scarcity, is there one tip or tool you'd like to see her use? Well, okay. He said right there, believing in yourself. That's the key to get to the other doors. And I would like to help you, in a brief way, knowing these are not long sessions here. So the belief in yourself would be, how would that be? I am that I am that I am. He would kind of like you to use that, okay? I am that I am that I am. Okay, belief in oneself will allow the other locks to, to kind of fall off the doors. Also, he's suggesting, and this for you, is, get yourself a mirror. Okay, get the mirror, Michael's saying. Okay, and he's saying, repeat after me when you have the mirror. Okay, look at yourself in the mirror. Whatever you want about in something really good, okay? I believe in myself. I'm whole and complete. I'm beautiful. I'm exuberant. I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever, okay? Michael tells us in a bigger way, or he has in past teachings, if any of us can't hold up the mirror, we could all try this to some degree, right? If if we can't hold a mirror to and look in it and get reflect back love to us, there's work to be done. You know, it's simple and it's hard at the same time.
Yes. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Awesome. All right, so we're going to go to Randy for a quick, because Randy had a question. Where am I? Randy, I'm going to unmute you, Randy.
Hello.
Oh, you are unmuted. Awesome.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. I am, you helped me before, trying to heal my nerves, like MS. It's calling it FQAD at this point, which is basically demyelination from taking medication, Levaquin and Cipro. Check it out, FQAD. It means actually we're all affected because we are the GMO, because these chemicals get in our body and it alters our DNA. So that, in a lot of ways, just FQAD will take you there. But two things. Here's my two questions. One, how am I regrowing my myelin? They say it can't be done, yet here I am. I'm still, you know, been in bed for about 5 years. It took about 11 years to actually take, you know, that I've been dealing with this, that I'm at this point where I am now. So how am I moving forward with regrowing my myelin? And since last night, I had an experience where I believe Yeshua has been somewhat of an embodiment of an experience I'm having. I feel intellect-y. I feel, you know, soul realized. And since last night, it's been extraordinarily sensational, and my awareness is you know, it's more than the mind, but trying to narrow it down to what the mind can actually be with it. So where can you go from there? And thank you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I might bring him back on or ask him to chat in. First of all, or comes to mind, Randy, are you still there? I don't remember if you've ever had a star healing session. I think I've helped you through summits before. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear. Okay. So they're kind of brief, you know. So it's, you know, I trust that there was a bite of something you've taken, but you know, back to the star system, it's not this or, you know, nothing, but we have to make, I would like to be clear about this, and that is, it is a system that can be given three times. That's 3-hour-long sessions, each one higher than the one previously, if necessary, and that's until star healing two, when the light beings download new colors and stuff for the planet, you know, that they use, and resins and all that kind of thing. So just know that that's an option. I don't know that you don't have implants still. I don't know what other things that you don't have in there. Can the light beings, you know, remove the pharmaceuticals and the other toxins? Yes, of course. Michael says, upon request. That's his response, really. When I asked him more recently than 10 years ago, you know, what about part of what you're saying? You know, what about the GMOs and this, that, and the other? Okay. It's also a large part about heart healing. Is your space elevated? You know, are you, do you have enough models, you know, to help yourself? And are you giving love freely and receiving love? Okay. So I just want you to know you personally have plenty of options. The word I didn't understand was, where are you with what? That word I'm not familiar with. What
is myelin healing? Healing is myelin.
Okay. What is that?
Regrow his myelin.
It's the insulation on the nerve sheath.
Oh,
like
okay.
A jelly roll cake that's around. If you Google axon, you see an image of it right away. It's the little insulation that goes up and down the nerve axon like a dragonfly's tail has the bumps, those bumps on my nerve axon, the wiring, like the insulation on the wiring that covers my nerves.
I see.
And so the signal doesn't travel because the insulation is degraded. And the way that this happens with FQAD, the cells get modified by the GMO. We are the GMO. It's not outside of us anymore. If you look at how much quinolones have been put into the livestock, there's no, it's an unavoidable truth that we all are already genetically modified by taking by how much of this stuff's been given to the livestock for so many years of our lives. It's not just me. I'm just like the poster child for this.
Okay, let's see what let's see what Kelly has to say now that she understands what the regrowing the myelin means.
Oh, okay, thank you. Just expand, you know, upon things. You know, Randy would be a perfect, let's say, candidate, you know, to get me, you know, so I could get to you in full totality. But because certainly, you know, these things are real, you know, like he said, these, what are real? Pharmaceutical residues, electronic residues, GMOs, and the like. And so they do tend to collect. We know they can, and they can also be transmuted. So, Michael, where is he with this nerve being repaired? Where is he with this, please? What is the key for him to transform this? Michael's saying, give it to me. I can be a key holder. And more about that. Give it to him. Then what, please? Well, first of all, it is reversible. Okay, it's reversible. It's not irreversible. And one would just a few, hopefully this is communicated to you through a loving voice box. But it's my loving intention to say to you, determine in your mind that you're going to be the poster boy for wealth and health. They're not separate. Say wealth and health. I'm the poster boy, if that's just to make a point, for wealth and health. The rebuilding and the restructuring of this, as you say this, these tentacles of fragments around the nervous system can be, they're worn and they're a bit frayed, but everything that is worn and frayed, unless a person has made a soul contract otherwise, which very few have, you're not overtaken by dark demonic forces of any type. You're not overtaken by a large number of attachments that cannot and should not be removed. They're very minor in nature. It is my hope and supposition that the space you live in would have at least a white candle, a purple candle, a silver flute, and if not a silver flute, something that represents a silver medal. Personally, these would just be small objects of reattuning. You personally, I'd like to keep you as busy, turning your attention from inward, I'm not denying what's going on, to outward. And so my assignment, if we can call it that for you, my dearest of friends, would be to write a love letter to yourself, keep writing it, adding to it every day, and then have so much passion and purpose that you're helping others that we're going to work on diminishing what you have in a different way by increasing the opening doorway to the doorway we do want opened, which is another way to move matter. Do I have your agreement to at least a partial agreement to this?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Morning, noon, and night. Let's set the time, Michael's saying. If all the time is too much right now, a morning, noon, and night period of an outpouring of love in any manner that you choose, and I will be there holding the key alongside of you.
It's a new concept to me, writing a love letter to myself. Only I can understand it as well as I can. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Michael saying, you have more brilliance than I.
shy. I am.
That's awesome.
You know, I think a lot of us would benefit from writing a love letter to ourselves.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Randy. That was awesome.
It's what a concept to realize.
Mm-hmm.
As a, you know, it's like the journey inward. But I'm going to create it and manifest it and be it.
Yeah, and be the poster boy for wealth and health.
I am.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. And morning, noon, and night, you're going to be doing an outpouring of love, right? And Archangel Michael will be with you.
Yeah, I think you sense energy, don't you, from when we've, but he literally is going to have some kind of velvet box or something in his hand where the key will go. And I think you'll know it. Okay. Our thoughts are with you.
Thank you, Randy.
You've given me so much to think about, and I'm grateful.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
All the compliments you've been able to accept, ditto.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randy. That was, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I was not expecting that at all. So, wow, thank you so much, Archangel Michael. Love that. Absolutely love that. We're going to take some more questions, guys. Just give me a second. But I wanted to talk about the special offer because I know we've already, like, gone over the top of the hour, which is fine. But I didn't want to forget to talk about the special offer, Kelly. So you want to talk about that now?
Sure.
Yeah, and so for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kelly. And I normally try and, hold on 1 second. I'm going to share the screen so it just makes it easier. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, well, while that's happening, if I could just say a couple, get started and get going, okay? If you haven't yet looked at the free bonus before we get to my offer,
mm-hmm.
You know, I would encourage you to just click, you know, because it's free. And it's also going to be what's free? Michael's guidebook for helping create abundance. Through our home, and it's also going to be followed up by a call on Sunday, December 16th, and all that information is in there. Once you click the link, people are we'll either do it via Zoom or free conference call or something. But that's the date of the call. You don't have to be in attendance for the call very much like this. So, but all that is kind of just as an offer. What we haven't really spoken about very directly today is the actual physical, you know, diseases and emotional and physical conditions that the intergalactic system can be helpful with. So just a few of them are things like chronic inflammation, autoimmune issues, feeling chronically fatigued, sadness, depression, sometimes many times. Clients come back and they have, you know, or they come forward and they have a history of abuse and it's showing up in their physical body or their emotional body. Of course, there are things like can't hear, diminished sight, diminished hearing, addictions of many types, smoking, drug addiction, food addictions. There is also the awareness, as Randy kind of brought forward, things that have come about in the body as a result of what we ingest, that things do develop, certainly not all related to codes and implants, of course, generational issues, what we ingest to some degree, all those things, leaky gut, intestinal issues. There's kind of a, you know, rather long list here of what the fifth to 12th dimensional system from the angels can help with. And if you've had a first level attunement, sometimes certain things need more than one attunement, and it's not so much that they have to have it. Again, it's a matter of, if you can imagine all the Council of Light races pouring in all the codes and the light language and, you know, the motherships, you know, beaming down rays of light and the different ways they go about healing. It's kind of like my son analogy, you know. It can be too much. We can't hurt anybody in the system. It's God, mind, source, really. We just happen to have a lot of light beings along with masters helping us. But you want to allow that energy to integrate with you, okay? So you just do. And in the sense that it integrates over time, that's also true. So if you've had a first level attunement, certain things have shifted or they haven't. Again, you know, I'd welcome you back to a system that Michael says is powerful and wise. And so those are just a few of the healing documented results. You can see lots more on my website if you don't see them here on the page. But it's a non-evasive system that helps with a lot of things, including what can the Palladians do. Of course, they can help with rebalancing of things, hormones, cortisone, all the serotonin. The way they do the work is so vast that a lot of times I don't even know. I know that they use sacred geometry, or we're involved in that. We use stargates. Okay, what else was that code that Michael said was about aging? Michael says, I asked him one time, how can this system help people turn back aging? Like the light beings that live in Telos, the 200, 300 years disease pain free and, you know, what have you. And it's done in a combination of ways, partly through the heart opening, but partly in other ways that they do the work. And again, it's sometimes done through light language that you don't have to hear. You don't have to hear the light language to benefit from it. You don't have to feel anything to benefit from it. So that's kind of item one. To make it very real again, although we talk about implants and codes, the results vary from person to person, but sometimes it's instantaneous. Okay, sometimes it takes a little longer. It depends. In some respects, what goes on there. So there's a limited number of those sessions. If you're moved to work with me in this way, or you've worked with me before, scheduling is done via email usually, because I'm on the phone quite a bit. And to help you, you know, the topic was to help you move through diseases and wounding. Okay, item two is an MP3 to listen to. So it's the power of love and kindness, which is probably the most transformational tool, whether it's an MP3, which will guide you through it. You know, if we all were nothing but extending love and kindness to ourselves 30 minutes a day, and if we all did nothing but extend gratitude for 30 minutes a day, the majority of everything else would be well and good. And that's just the way it is. So that's... you know, the MP3 of, you can read what here, there's some, what Michael says and what the Ascended Masters have to say. Explain a little bit more and teach you how to use it. There's no wrong way to make these statements, but there's certain ways, as Michael says, to squeeze more lemon out of the juice, okay? And some of that's explained in that really important audio teaching to keep in front and center in our lives. Just like Randy's, you know, hadn't even thought about writing a love letter. I mean, who really does unless you're taught to, you know, somebody says it to you. You know, it's just not something that tends to come up in life. And it's really the key to so many things. Because when there isn't enough love there, and fear exists or anxiety exists, wherever that comes from, if that came from a past life you're bringing forward, if that comes from an attachment you got from the television, if that comes from your own mind creation, it does not take very much of that low frequency stuff, let's call it, for interference to come in. And when interference comes in, it can keep us in long states of depression. It can keep us in unfulfilled states all across the board. And again, it doesn't take a wide window, to use Michael's example of windows and doorways, for anything outside of light to come in. In fact, in many cases, they're looking for it, particularly if you're doing light work and so on and so forth. Okay, so item three, the power of spiritual protection. That teaching will hopefully remind you and teach you in some ways, do more than remind you. I believe it's 2 hours of what Michael asks us to be aware of, particularly in the time we're living in. Multiple forms of protection throughout the day. And you can read through a bit more, or listen to it, obviously. Maybe even listen to it first before arranging your live time with me about knowing more about how to keep ourselves, flowing in the way that we're meant to flow. Allah, can you scroll through? So item four, okay, this also I'm including, particularly at this time of the year. So it's part of my spiritual mentoring and coaching program, which I developed a few years ago. To be used at any time, really. But as Michael has said before, this time of the year, the holiday seasons, he said, this is when I'm busiest. And it can make sense, right? It's quite often the time of the year where all kinds of things are brought up from the past, loneliness, childhood, whatever. And, it's, you could use these as angelic sessions, but what this offer is frequent contact with Michael primarily, although we could access Jesus if you wanted, or Master Sananda, okay, or Mother Mary. But one of these high-ranking guides to kind of mentor you and coach you, if nothing else, keep you company, right? Spiritually empower you, give you positive thinking, give you positive tools. And so this whole kind of thing developed when Michael might come to, a client would come to us and he'd give them homework to do. But, they were in a place in their life where they could have and would have, and in some cases they did, as they benefit from coming back, having someone, even though it's not a person, right? Having a spiritual being come back and support you. And that's what this is what these are all about. Most of the time, clients redeem them in 4 one-hour sessions. Sometimes if it's more conducive, we could do 8 30-minute sessions. We could even do something else. If you felt that you would benefit from working with Michael and I or Jesus or Mother Mary in an ongoing way, you or your family, I would say. Many times people that are responding to this, they do it for themselves, but they also might include family members. So that can be done in group mentoring on the same phone line. Doesn't have to, but if you have some things going on and you have a partner or a family member, you just want somebody accountable in a way, right? So someone that's there for you that is different than maybe a one-time, what we might call reading. Again, you can certainly ask questions of any nature, but again, the value of what we call this program, hopefully it is anyway, I trust that it is when you have a need in your life to have it ongoing. So these, if you're drawn to work with us in this manner, there's not really a time limit. I would probably say a year, try to redeem our lifetime in a year. I think, and sometimes people are in a crisis and it gets redeemed, quickly, but that's certainly your choosing. Okay. So, you might be given, as the text says here, you might be given, get ready to do some work, because Michael or Mary or whomever might say, well, Joy, I don't really, here are some exercises to help you get more freedom in your life, or here are some exercises to do this X, Y, or Z. So it probably will come about. They're lovingly presented, but you may ask to go create something or go do something. Doesn't always work out that way, but you know, it's a teaching model in some ways that, again, allows ongoing support that, you know, an individual session may not have. Again, you can certainly use it in that manner if you want to work with Michael. I'm fine with that, but you also might come to find out that, you know, more kind of coaching will come through. Okay. So if there are any questions, you know, let me know about that as we're scrolling through here. So you can read what some other folks. Hi, Kelly. Question for Kelly. I hesitate to ask this. Can I read this? Oh, wait. Let me finish the package, okay? Okay, if I may, the bonus. All right. I've been guided to move to some, create more sacred journeys because I know the value of them. I know the value from my work in Mount Shasta. I feel I know the value from what I hear from people that have attended or come with me. Personally, the growth that you can't really offer in other ways by having people come together in person. These happen to be power spots in the world. So the bonus offer is to be redeemed upon any one of three upcoming power spot journeys or pilgrimages that we're going to be constructing or that I have constructed for 2019. They're not very large groups. They are going to fill pretty quickly. I will tell you this, I'm happy to say. We'll have a wait list going if that's the case. I'm also, if you haven't connected with me on Facebook, you may choose to because I'm going to have some live webinars where you can, you know, ask questions if you need to find out more about these journeys. One is going to be to Glastonbury, England. I've been there before with a group of people. It was more like a mission. So on any of these events that I've been doing more of, you know, these are not, we're not tourists, I guess I could say, right? We're a community of people that either choose to want to get something out of it, and we choose to do it by being in the company of others and in places that are significant on our planet. Not that other places cannot be made significant, of course they can, but in terms of energy centers, are working along Archangel Michael's lines, Glastonbury. There's a long line of Michael's that we worked along and Mary's. So we did work for ourselves and we did work for the planet. Mount Shasta, definitely we did work with Adama from Telos, many of the other guides that are there for ourselves and others. And every retreat's different. The group that comes and what we do is always a bit different. The third pilgrimage really is to Assisi, Italy. That's in September of 2019. Assisi and also Mount San Angelo, which is where the cave of, there's a picture here. There's a cave, it's a sanctuary now, but it's a cave where it's a very significant power spot. And it is where Michael has appeared. Michael is always with us. We don't need to, you know, have the apparition of Michael to know that he's with us. He guides us on all these things, primarily, but many other guides. But it's I've not yet been to Assisi, but we have a beautiful guide and a beautiful meditative. You know, we've got the itinerary. There'll be some meditation and all of that. So these upcoming Facebook Live events, if you're not friends, add on there. We'll have kind of live quick engagements like this to answer any of your questions. So that's the package. We're presenting it for 147. Okay, are there any questions about that per se?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was reading trying to read and talk at the same time.
Yep.
Oh, I hesitate to ask this. Michael had repeatedly come up to me in readings, healings recently, and peppered throughout my life. However, I seem to have resistance to him being associated with false light and wonder if I'm denying connection.
Where is that one? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, would you like to share it with the group then? She's wondering if, you know, Michael is a false light.
From Nicole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Is there a clarifying message that Michael has for her and for her star mission?
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, if it'd be easy enough for me just to listen and ask him what your star mission is, if that's all right with you. Michael, for Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah. Okay, thank you. Michael, what is your, first of all, okay, if I may, set the ground a little bit, and I can't be brief. Okay, there's such things as soul purposes, okay, and they can be very useful. We've talked about this off and on during the years, but it's like a compass, particularly if you feel stuck or you're not sure what to do next. If you understand or have a knowingness about your soul purpose, which we certainly can examine in these mentoring classes together, but they can give you direction, okay? Because the compass never changes. And besides direction, in that direction, it gives you joy and contentment, fulfillment, you know, deep core kinds of things. People want to know, why am I here and what am I here to do, largely, right? Universal life questions. And where am I from? More recently, okay? So star missions are a bit different. They just are. And this I learned this because they told me that what mine was. So my purpose on Earth is different than a star mission. And so I'd like to, let me give you the model real quick, folks. Okay, so my sole purpose is healer, teacher. My star mission is to help the homeless. Okay, so how I choose to do that and when I choose to do that, again, that's sort of what you might call my free will. And so the missions by nature are going to be large. That's really what they're intended, you know, to be, is large. So for Nicole, Michael, what is her star mission, please? Okay. Now, these are just suggestions, okay? So if you're listening and like, they're just suggestions is all. Because what I heard was, to feed the hungry. Okay? To feed the hungry. So just because it might come to your awareness, you know, through me or through other sources or whatever, what your purpose and your mission is, of course, it's like any, doesn't mean you have to like be right on it, you know, or it's just an opportunity is all it is, really. Right? It's an opportunity to be aware. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's your star mission.
Awesome, Nicole. So thank you so much for that question, and let us know how that resonates with you. And there's a question from Julie. She says, Michael, I ask for you to be with me and guide me every day. I feel a touch tingle on top of my head on the left side. What are you trying to tell me with this action?
Oh, okay. That you have something in your hair. Let me listen. Michael, please, what are you trying to tell her? Who's this again, please?
Julie.
Michael, what about this? Well, he's saying it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. Not that you've been sleeping, and I am being playful, but there are different times where I have different messages for you, but one of the messages is, I'm here. It's a reassurance. That's part of my message, okay, is that a reassurance. And that at any time you want to, he's trying to be playful, okay? Not critical, just playful, okay? He's saying at any time if you want to put the coffee cup down and, you know, go out and spread more joy from your own container that you have, he's saying, spread the joy container. But there are different times where I have different messages for you. All of them, I hope, you'll find you know, residing within you. I guess he means you're okay with, you know, it and the feeling of him being present.
Awesome.
But they're different. They're different messages.
Yeah. So keep asking, Julie. Keep asking. Right? Awesome. So there's, I have somebody on the phone lines who had their hand raised a while ago. I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Phone number ending in 5182. You can go ahead and talk.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Hi.
My name is Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. My name is Melissa. Okay. And first of all, this call has been very powerful and enlightening. I do want to say thank you, especially. I felt so much gratitude with Michael's feather process when you did that. I had a vision as soon as you spoke it, before you even did the process. But as you were doing that, I just had tears of gratitude just flowing down my face. I just felt so blessed, and I really wanted to express my gratitude for that, because that just touched me so deeply.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you're welcome, Michael. And okay, so my question is, I want to ask you a question, because what I would like is, I keep wanting to ask what my star mission is, but more importantly, I think I would like some help in protection, because all throughout the call, I kept having different things happening to me. And even when I did, you know, whose anger is this? Whose energy is this? Whose thought is this? It all left. It's not mine. And I know that I bring light and love to this planet. And I know that, I've been consciously awake since 1985 on a healing path and doing this work every day. And yet there's always interference, and I live in struggle. And I just can't describe it, but I can't get my foot forward to do even the visions that I had as a child. So it's just, I'm wondering if Michael could help me with some kind of tool, or if he has anything to say to me right now that could encourage me or help me in any way.
Sure. Thank you. Well, yes, I appreciate all that. You know, certainly, hopefully, I guess I would even say, you know, what's being presented will be of great significance to you in the package. You know, listen to what Michael says for 2 hours about spiritual protection. You know, have past lives removed that are not serving you anymore. You know, have your heart opened. Stand in Stargate, you know, frequencies. Have your DNA restructured back to 5D, and, you know, all these big kind of core things. Your home space. It matters so much. No one knows more about interference, I don't think, than me. And just saying, you know, particularly when we're doing light work, the eyes are on us. And they are. The saying that goes with that is, the brighter the light, the more moths to the flame. So just a statement. It's not a fear-based one. It's a statement.
No.
Okay. And so, you know, all kinds of things have happened. You know, there's been spy glasses in the walls of my house, and, you know, these things are real. They have a reality base to them, you know, and it's not just me, you know, it can occur for a lot of us. So
I understand.
So that's where partly the house gets elevated. The reason that whole thing, if you're wondering, like, how did she get a spyglass from a race outside of light? If, you know, she's, you know, because I lagged on my house. I lagged on elevating my house. That's simply stated. Also, friends, if I can say this, and then I'll get to you directly, okay? Sometimes calling on Michael is not enough. Alar probably knows this quite well, and I was probably in agreement with me. Mm-hmm. Michael is not even a high-ranking guide. When I do an invocation and I'm doing a healing or I'm doing a reading or whatever, especially a star healing, we call in everybody.
Yep.
Okay? So it's Michael, it's all the masters, it's Mother, Father, God, all the Spirit God, all the Christed extraterrestrials, everybody. Michael says this. Okay? So if you're listening and you love Michael and you've worked with him or what have you and something isn't, you know, shifting or you're not protected enough or whatever it is, you know, start calling in everybody. That would be a recommendation. Okay. There's been times where it took Jesus about 20 minutes to build a golden wall around my house to get the interference out. And this is sort of the level of what we're talking about and the significance of knowing how to elevate yourself and protect yourself. There are animals that can be robotic, and they're placed in some of our homes to disrupt love. I mean, this is a truth that I know. Okay, there are things that are unseen that go on to stop us planetarily, you know, from ascending. Okay, that's why when heart matters are so open. Right, everybody should write a love letter to themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody should be doing everything about this so that, you know, once and for all, we're not enslaved. We have the life journey. We all chose this time to be incarnate to help. Whether you have that awareness or not, that's my, you know, probably belief on this. So, Michael, what is the most important thing for her to know at this particular time? Please. Okay. He said, do what you do best. And release by inference then, and, you know, release the rest. So can you think about what he means by that? Do what you do best and release the rest.
Yes, I got that right away. I know what he's talking about, I feel.
Okay, great, because that rest is matter, right? It's just matter.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It's like a split end on your hair. You know, we all got hair, but if you got a whatever, same thing, right? That's his quick response to you, dear.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much. And I totally understand everything you were talking about, because I'm one of those, and so is my son, but he kind of got taken out. So I totally get about all of the interference. I've been a spiritual warrior very consciously for a very long time. And so I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going. So I thank you. And thank you, Michael, if I know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay, great. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. So we have, I know that we have one more person that wanted to ask a question. Let me see if I can find her. She was there a second ago. Oh, there. Where is she? She was just there. She probably knows I'm going to call on her. Just like, Renetta, do you want to ask a question? I'm going to unmute you. Where are you? I lost you. Where are you? No, I can't.
You know, if I could say one thing back to the spiritual mentoring, just for a second.
Yeah.
If someone, just to be clear, if someone wants to work with Michael and you don't really have, you know, you don't need ongoing support, at least you don't think you do right now, that ongoingness, you know, we can still be of help if you, you know, he can or they can. Might be something that you gift, you know, to someone else. Maybe you take advantage of 2 hours and you gift it to somebody else that can use it. But in that time, if it's the goal here really is just to help people. If you cannot access this information yourself, And it's helpful to know your star home, your soul purpose, what lies in front of you, your theme for 2019, which I don't know if we'll get to today or not, or whatever the case may be. You know, feel free to share those 4 hours or 8 half hours with whoever you think will benefit.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So the question from Renetta that she had, because she can't unmute herself right now, was around she wants to continue her journey, the one that she was on 24 years ago, and she feels like it's too hard now and that she's not a part of this world, and she feels like she gives unconditional love and care, but then why does she feel so hurt and has to hide and be scared?
Because
for Renetta.
Okay, thank you. Without channeling that, because energies collect. You know, it's like, what's another image? You know, you've got a pile of dirty clothes, but you've got your favorite sweater at the bottom. You know? Mm-hmm. You gotta sift through the matter to find the sweater. You know, it's really all about matter. Wouldn't you say, Alara? It's mm-hmm. all about matter. And, let me see if Michael has a tip for you, okay? Michael, what about this, please? And again, so many things, you know, go on. If you don't happen to see or hear or know, well, let me say it a different way. For those that, well, let me rephrase that altogether. Many, many times when you clear away the dust and raise up the rest, you know, the part of the goal is so that we are all knowing. We all are intuitive. We all have the hearing. We all might have some sight. We all have the strengths, you know, of that connectedness back to source to help lead us, guide us, and in maybe some cases define us. A lot that goes on is a matter of collection from the past, collection from other places, and not enough of what there is. So I'd like to go about this slightly differently from this person rather than why. I, again, to be more helpful, I would like to ask Michael, with her permission, what her sole purpose is so that this individual has more passion in her life to diminish what's going on. That's right, one way to mm-hmm. get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So we'll just say that that's in agreement, or maybe wait for a moment.
Yeah, no, I think so. Renetta, is that okay that she asked about your sole purpose? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, Michael, what is your purpose in this incarnation, please? Okay, she has a beautiful blended theme in this incarnation, a beautiful ball. A golden white kind of glowing ball. Might have some other colors in it, kind of like a prism. But it's a very thing, it's a very soft ball. It's not something hard. It feels good to hold it in your hands. So these components of light that comprise your soul theme in no order, that's why he, you know, called it that way, are healer, teacher, beautifier. So if you've not heard us talk about this before then, what we would say is who and how and what you might choose to beautify and heal. What would the others teach? Heal, teach, or beautifier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are what you would call a person's paths. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our suggestion then would be to you that if you're not doing anything where you're embodying your soul purpose to give you deep levels of contentment and joy, passion is in there, you know, then that would be your guide, your, you know, kind of brief guidances to move into that direction using those kind of large themes as your guide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. So she's
okay. And if you're already doing some of that, but you still kind of feel unfulfilled, again, there's lots of ways that we're fulfilled, certainly by intimate connections in life and so on. But in the context of the soul theme, you know, if you are, you know, doing something on any of those blends of themes, okay, then that just means you need to make some adjustments. You know, if I become a healer teacher, that's my sole purpose, but I'm doing some teaching in an exposition where it's busy and I don't like it and there's a million people, and you know, I know I want to make an adjustment, right, to ways like this or something that do give me greater joy, but I'm still walking on my theme.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
She could let us know if that resonated with her.
Yeah, let us know if that resonates, Renetta. Pretty sure it does. She's nodding. And she's saying thank you.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Awesome. So there's a really quick question just came in from Celeste. I know, it's like, you know, I had said, oh, at the most an hour and a half, I can't do more than that, but I've been loving this conversation.
I know.
So Celeste says, I'm 65 and want to live what time I have left here so fully on purpose. I know I'm a servant soul. I have so much love to give. Do you see what I could do using the best of who and what I am and have to give at this point in my life?
All right. Thank you for listening and writing in. Michael says a lot of things. And one of the things he said over the years is, for those of us, I'll include myself in that, you know, when you're getting advancing in age in life, he said, step on the gas. Okay?
Yeah.
So just, you know, he didn't say take your foot off. That's what happens with most people, wouldn't you say, right?
Yeah.
He said, step on it. So the question is very well placed. You know, you have in that way of you have, just keep it in your minds, right, that it's the time to step on the gas, not pull off the accelerator. So, again, I think it might be helpful to reassure you with your sole purpose, if that's okay. And, Michael, what type is it, please, for her, please? Okay, you have a different kind of constructed soul theme. It's a dual theme, means two, kind of looks like a domino, that's all, okay, two. Instead of three, and there's also one, as I know it. So he said real quickly there, healer teacher. And by the way, even though we've repeated, you know, healer teacher quite a bit, there's a whole bunch of themes. Right? So it's not as though everybody is healer teacher, but generally by nature, a lot of times you'll find, you know, people that are drawn into this kind of thing are. But there's all kinds of soul themes. But that's yours, okay? Healer teacher in any order. We decide if you're not already doing this, just take some time to dream, brainstorm, call it what you like. Michael calls it co-creating. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't walk in any direction you know you're not going to like. If you're not going to, you know, want to do any energy healing, don't do any. You know, you might heal by your voice. You might heal by helping read a story to someone. Okay. But that's for your discovery. Okay. Healer teacher.
And can I just add really quickly, being a healer teacher does not mean that you have to be like, you know, all over the place like Kelly. You know, she's a world famous healer, right, and teacher, but you don't have to be. You can just work with your family, your friends, your community. You know, it doesn't always have to be a big deal, you know.
Well, certainly so. And even that word healer teacher, you know, is, she might find that she is drawn to working with plants and she makes some delicious food for herself and her family and others. Again, he didn't say you have to be a global, you know, he just said, do it. He just said, walk on the floor of your home a lot. And he means earth time, right? So every little thing that we do as we help and restore ourselves, the more we do, restore ourselves to wholeness, light and love and all that, that's a frequency too that extends outward, you know, even if you're not doing much more than that. Again, it's something that goes outward because there's so many thousands and thousands of light workers now. Okay, chances are you probably are a light worker if you're listening, and I, you know, chances are you might be a star seed and have mission work to do. So, you know, if you, we all have, most of us feel like we have more love to give. Just go with it that way. Do I have more love to give to someone or something else? And for most of us, we all do.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Mary said one time, in a teaching that, you know, we were doing, just go with that. Just ask yourself this. That's where Mary said a lot, most dysfunction or disharmony comes in. She made it really simple and clear. She said, most of us have more love to give than we're giving.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. There's more work to be done. And, you know, is giving love work? Not really, right? No, it's just who we are. Right? We came here to give love and receive love and be love.
Now, I will, if I can add on to this, sometimes, particularly if someone's wounded us, mm-hmm. it can be a bit more difficult.
Yes.
For sure. But that's why, you know, multiple sort of ways to get your life or your light bodies, as we might call them, in order, healthier, you know,
yeah.
to be forgiveness. I'm grateful. Things of this nature. Because the whole idea of, you know, love and kindness and gratitude, if you're using those tools and are you receiving that information or whatever, it can be very releasing. We've talked about it as the high octane of life, right? But if you have substantial wounding that's present from this lifetime or others, and you're offering love and kindness to someone that was abusive to you, you're going to have some releases, and they can present symptoms. So even if you're listening to that 2-hour or hour-long love and kindness ceremony, just, you know, be aware it's an energy vehicle, and it can produce release symptoms, you know.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. Absolutely. And as you were talking right now, I'm heating up. So it's like, oh, okay, what am I releasing? Because that triggered me, because it's true. You know, there are still some people, situations that I haven't quite healed 100% yet. So it's like, yep. Right. So, and we all have that, you know, so just know that I'm so hot.
Right.
Now.
Well, right. Well, one statement isn't necessarily going to, you know, do it, but every step that we take, those are really the hardest, right? You know, kinds of healings to offer love and kindness, like Christ and the masters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, love and kindness to the hand that bit you, you know. But if a person, let's say, is in a place where they can't make those statements, then you begin, well, first of any, of course, you begin with yourself, but warm up, you know, ease into it, you know, mm-hmm. offer love and kindness to things that are easier, mm-hmm. you know, for you, until you get that emotional quotient in your body where it releases more easily.
Yeah, makes sense. Don't force it, you know, because mm-hmm. that's not going to work. All right, so anything else coming up for you, Kelly?
Not at the moment. No.
Did you want to briefly talk about the 2019 or?
Oh, well, yes. Okay. Thanks. Okay. If I can, I'd like to pull up real quick here. Archangel Michael's, message is really what it is. It's mm-hmm. not a prediction. It's more of a message for us. For the first quarter of the new year, and it'll take me just half a sec to get that.
So while Kelly's doing that, I'm just going to invite you to again take a look at the special offer, because I mean, when I looked at it, I thought there was a mistake. I'm like, I'm not really sure about this, because it's like the price point for this program is like, So this is a 60-minute intergalactic star healing session. Hopefully I'm saying that right. But anyways, a session with Kelly, and as well as the two MP3s, plus the spiritual coaching and mentoring, 4 hours. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's like, I want that. You know, it's like, I'm sure I could use some coaching from Archangel Michael and Jesus and whoever else wants to show up. You know, I'm sure I could use that, you know, whether it's, you know, 4 hours, you know, like 1 hour or 8:30 minutes or, and Kelly said that there's no, you know, she wants it, you know, to be used in a year, right? The 4 hours, which makes sense, right? So it's like, oh my goodness, why wouldn't people want that? Because like, I'm definitely going to take advantage of that if I can, Kelly.
Thank you. You know, one quick thing, and then I did pull this up.
Awesome.
And without a name, I don't have a, I'm sure he'll be fine with this, but the longest person that had multiple coaching packet programs, you know, more than 8 hours, was a Catholic priest.
Oh.
And he needed help.
Yeah. I can.
And so again, there might be, maybe that's you, you know, where you are and trying to understand, you know, what you've been taught or raised or something, you know, however those sessions would be helpful to you. That's what they're for. Mm-hmm. Okay. I found Michael's first quarter predictions. So awesome. If we can read through these, I don't know how to share my screen though, but, it's really on a separate document. Okay. If everybody could just bear with me, can I just pull it up and read it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So let's just begin. The first quarter of this year will be a bit tumultuous unless more of like minds start to awaken to their sovereign powers. What are sovereign powers? Sovereign powers to me are powers that are universally accepted across all timelines, dimensions, stratospheres, and envelopes, which I have no idea what that is, but I'm presuming. A sovereign power to us, the collective consciousness of archangels, means that human beings are using their authority of the great central sun to project light and love. Right now, sovereign powers do need to be commanded in the following regions on your planet: Pakistan, Ethiopia, the Vatican, the Temple of Athena, the Temple of Dubai, and Indonesia. These are the most outstanding presently. I command you, those who are sovereign mission, to take your hands and place them on your hearts and repeat after me. So if you want to do this, he's got something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be. Okay. Michael says, I, and you fill in your name. I, Alara Canfield. I, whomever. I, as a sovereign being of light. We'll just give everybody a minute in case you want to repeat this to yourselves. I'm taking part in the largest mass awakening at any time in our Earth history. Excuse me, I broke that up kind of poorly. By intending and then sending healing magnified rays to the areas mentioned by the Archangel as soon as possible. Okay. You could take your hands down off your hearts. Michael says, thank you. With concerted efforts, the tumultuous start of the year will be calm and peaceful. Imagine in your minds a scale of justice, and the scale is unequally balanced presently. With the transcription of this message, with your sovereign powers, the scale will tip to abundance. It will tip to calm. It will tip to harmony and gratitude. We have faith in you. Okay, there's more. Once the Legion of Angels receive these frequencies, we will help to scatter them like seeds to the wind, carried by your mother. Rise up, man! Exclamation mark. Take action. Just because you hear these words ascension and awakening does not mean this elevation is complete. Far from it. Lands are still soiled by war. Waters are still soiled by dark underground tunnels. And your air in many places is still being manipulated for depopulation. I am not suggesting that these things will continue indefinitely, but I am suggesting this, that without a greater outpouring of love, these things will continue to affect your world in 2019. The light beings are holding off disclosure as a result. They cannot interfere past a certain measurable point. The human race is about 35% below this measurable point. The time of relying on others, seen and unseen. Michael says, our neighbors, the star races, the ascended masters, someone else is nearing a close. He asks you to listen to this message with the neutral mind first, and then become passionate. Allow the passion of love and transformation, your power, to fill every nook and cranny, including any areas not mentioned, which you know are affected by anything outside of light. Continue to hold space for more light and continue to open your heart to new expansive ideas, new expansive roles, and new expansive creations which continue to flood in daily, in nanoseconds, in fact. The first quarter of this year should be time to turn the corner. That is how you may choose to think about it. Turn the corner on darkness once and for all, but your help is needed and appreciated. And so by doing, as you give, you will receive. Give, give, give kindness and understanding until you can give no more, friends. Then give and give again. This will determine what the other quarters of this aspected year will be. That's Michael's message.
Awesome. Thank you. And so Allison is asking, do we need to repeat this during the first quarter?
You mean the kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think we did it here and now. I mean, if it moves you and you listen to the replay, you know, you could, there's no set model, but I got the impression it was sort of put in order.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
I'd share it with somebody though.
Absolutely. And Lisa is asking, how long is the package available for? Until the end of the year?
Sure.
Until the end of the year. Wow. End of the year is only a month away. Holy smokes. Time is flying. Awesome. Wow. This was amazing. And I mean, like, I think everybody loved this conversation, Kelly, and loved the messages from Archangel Michael, and just all of the tools and practices that and exercises that Archangel Michael shared as well were so profound and simple. You know, simple yet profound. You know, and it's like, can we all take advantage of some of those practices as well?
Well, you know, we've got.
I mean, love letter for sure.
Yeah, I would say yes off the top of my head. Although some were, you know, some may not need to. You know.
Yeah. But the love letter for sure. Like the talking in the mirror for sure. Right.
Yes.
We can all do that. The other one was the 55555, the five fives, and I don't remember what else. If there was anything else now, but it's like those are the ones I remember.
If we are closing, I did, and Michael would like to also say, because I heard right there, he said, and light a candle.
Oh, and light a candle.
Right, okay. And when you light that candle, many, many masters and just people say, you know, when you light a candle, particularly at the holiday season, it's a kind of a ceremonial thing. Michael's just reminding us to remember the light that's within us. Mm-hmm. Okay, every time you light that candle.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I light a candle every day when I meditate, right? My altar, I always light a candle. When I do healing work, I always light a candle, you know, and it's part of that is that connection with spirit, right? Connection with the divine. You know, and me being Indian, I can't blow out a candle once it's lit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
Well, quick thought came into my mind about candles. One of the very early signs when I was wanting to make certain that I was connecting with my mother on the other side years ago was, you know, you know, make the flame dance, mother, if it's you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Make it go higher. Yeah, right. That was right. Great. That was great. Needless to say, it happened, I'm happy to say.
Yeah.
Because listening. Put it out.
Ah. Yeah. And that's the thing. They are always listening, right? So Archangel Michael is always listening. Jesus is always listening. All of your guides, your higher self, creator is always listening, right? So it's also about us communicating with them and asking.
Right. Right. You probably know this too. I'm telling you things. I'm sure you know yourself. But every statement that we make goes somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Some people call it into the Akashic record. Michael says it's stored in a place. Is the equivalent of that, right? In a place that's off center, off the middle of the universe, he says. And it collects there, because quite often people want to know, you know, why haven't you been hearing my prayers and, you know, things of this nature. And everything, and of course, in the book of animals, the Into the White Light, the first book from Michael, where he describes the different, you know, areas or levels of heaven, you know, where the registers are, where the books are into infinity about everything we've said and, you know, commented and thought and created it. It's just, it's so fascinating in a way to think that, you know, everything has been there, has a place, you know?
Yeah. That's so cool as you're saying that, because it's like, wow, it really makes you want to be very careful what you say. So, if, you know, yeah, it's interesting, you know, because, you know, my husband is, he has such a memory. He remembers everything. So if I ever say anything in a moment of frustration or anything, he remembers it forever. It's like, I have to be careful what I say. I love it. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it really gets you to really pay attention and be aware and be present. What are you doing? What are you saying? Who are you being, right? What contribution are you being? You know, are you giving or are you just taking? Right? Where are you at emotionally? And how is your connection with the divine and with yourself? So many questions. That's beautiful. Thank you.
I'm going to stop myself from talking about the panel on the other side when you transfer your soul and they ask you two questions and maybe leave it as a riddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ask you two questions. I think I know these questions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for your questions. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for being present. And, you know, thank you for co-creating the space with us and sharing the space with Kelly and with Archangel Michael. I don't think anybody else came through, right, Kelly?
No, we you know, I invoke who I choose to work with. And so that's who we invoke today.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to thank Archangel Michael, too, for being present with us and working with us.
Yeah, I love this format because it's, you know, really very organic. And I hope everyone else enjoyed it. And thanks again for having me on.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I'm so glad we did this. And we'll definitely have to have you come back on again. And, you know, some of those tours look fascinating. The one, especially like Assisi and Puglia. Oh, I could go to there. I could go there, you know, because like Italy's right next door, you know. So that sounds like fun. If I'm in Europe, who knows? But thank you. That this was unbelievable, amazing. It's exactly what I also needed to hear today, you know. And like I told you before, I was working with Archangel Michael all day, and I realized right before our call, it's like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, Archangel Michael's gonna be on the call today with Kelly. It's like, oh, that makes total sense, you know. So it's like it's interesting how synchronicities work, right? Thank you.
Very much so. Yeah, I hope people will think about those journeys because they can be life changing. I think if you asked any one of the folks that have been on these journeys with me, you know, they'll tell you so. But anyway, there's more information on my website, or you know, look look on these free Facebook, you know, chats that we'll be doing. And if it moves you, you know, I wouldn't hesitate too long. There's, they'll fill. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. And again, take a look at the special offer. The link will be in the email. It'll also be on, you know, with the YouTube and the podcast as well, but it's alara.at/show/Kelly. And again, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Archangel Michael. This has been wonderful, wonderful. I just absolutely loved it. You know, I'm just, yeah, this was so, so very much needed. And I'm so glad that you're doing this work, Kelly, and continuing to do this work and, you know, like expanding your, the gifts that you do have more and more and sharing more and more. So I'm looking forward to the webinar on Ascended Spaces on December the 16th, I think it is. So yes, everybody, you can all join that. You know, you can just click on the link that you'll find again in all these different places and sign up. You're going to get a PDF and as well the information for joining the webinar. Okay, so take advantage of that.
Thanks for mentioning that. You will be getting the guidebook, so we're working to distribute those. Okay, so it'll be as Alara said, it'll be. A PDF guidebook for Michael's system. It's what I, you know, heard word for word from him. And so if for some reason you cannot make the webinar, the guidebook is very detailed. And I would encourage everybody to give it your consideration. And if it moves you, then keep it reattuned and keep the spy glasses out. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I'm just no, wondering how many are on my face.
Actually, if I may be serious about, you know, that it's constructed to be simple. It's constructed to create abundance. Someone, I believe, mentioned that they were moving, I believe, or something. It can be used to sell and release properties very quickly, although that's not the only and exclusive use of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all forms of prosperity, more love, more joy, more harmony, more gratitude, things of this nature. And it's based upon, it may not seem like it's based upon Palladian frequencies, but it has Palladian elements in there. So it's what Michael calls an ascended system for your home. And it's my free gift. So awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Mm-hmm. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.